What an incredible day. It's been beautiful outside. It's a real... Yeah, no, you can clap. This is big for us because we had a whole-ass hurricane this weekend. That was crazy. It was so... New York should... This is already a dirty place. This is already a disgusting city. This place should never be wet. That was unacceptable. Like, when I looked outside, I was like, there's a whole lot of stuff out there right now that should not be getting wet, right? And then I had to run. So I was going to be late for a spot, so I was running, right? And as I was running, I almost slipped. And if I had fallen... If I had fallen on the wet New York pavement, if I had fallen on the somehow warm water, I don't even think I would have not... I think I would have killed myself. I think that was on my last thread. I've been reading the news and I saw this story that's captivated me. It was a British Airways pilot that got fired because they caught him the night before. He had done a bunch of cocaine off of a stripper's titty. I know. Some of y'all are like, awesome. And I read the whole story, and when I got done reading the story, I had lots of questions. First question, why is the titty part of the story? That feels, you know what I mean? That feels like the least consequential part. The titty did nothing wrong. Like, it was just being there for a good time and everything. And second, is that why they fired him? Did they go to him? They were like, you don't even do it all flat surfaces. You're not responsible with your cocaine. How can we put lives in your hands when you're this reckless with your cocaine? You know when you put it on the titty, you lose at least half. Third question that it brought up for me. Is flying a plane low-key easy? How are pilots this comfortable getting this blazed all the time? It's like, this story happens like once a month. Pilots get caught being drunk and being high or whatever. I have a theory, and this is a conspiracy theory that just I have, and I know I don't expect you to believe what I'm about to say. I just think this, okay? You know, like when you're getting off a flight and you're walking to the front and the pilot is standing there, just standing in front of the cockpit. You know that weird thing they do? It's really awkward. They're like waiting for some sort of attaboy or something. It's like, it's honestly the thirstiest thing I've ever seen. Like, they just land the plane and now they're like, oh, did you like that? That was me. That was... They, like, pilots in front of the cockpit after the flight look like dudes before Tinder. Just like, what do you think of me? So anyway, when you look past them, which I always do, when you look right past them into the cockpit, you can see all these like little switches, all these levers in the cockpit, all these little lights, all these labels. I think, just me, I think none of that shit work. That's all for show. That's not real. There's a button under their seat that says fly, and they hit that. That's how the plane takes off. Otherwise, I can't believe they're this comfortable being drunk, you know? Because I think it must just be an easy job. Everybody here knows, everyone here knows somebody with an easy job that is high for that job 100% of the time. I got 5 friends that are dog walkers. They're on the moon half the week. All they gotta do is walk. Yep. All right. You don't even need to give them a direction. Just they walk until the dog is tired. These dogs look like tortilla chips, by the way, to them. They're very high. I don't know. Just maybe you don't need to fire them. Did they really need to fire them? You know? Ask yourself truly. What if he fly better on cocaine? Did anybody ask that? What if he's a better pilot? What if he does a little cocaine and then he's up there alert, just dodging clouds? Let him be. If it's an easy job, let him be drunk and high. Just knock $200 off my ticket. That's all I ask. I'll take a drunk discount. I don't care. You know? That's the other thing. You know, we narrowly missed it by like 2 hours. There was almost a government shutdown. There was almost a whole government shutdown, which is crazy. We send them to do government. We send these people to do government, and they're so bad doing government, they almost didn't have money for government. And then they still weren't going to be fired. You know what I mean? When there's a government shutdown, they just take a vacation and then come back and work it out. It's insane. And they still get paid. They mismatch this shit so badly that it has to shut down and they still get paid. It's the government workers that don't get paid, you know? Federal workers have to get furloughed. They don't get any pay. FAA, up there doing their job, hoping they'll get paid later. TSA doesn't get paid. If you think TSA are some bastards now, imagine them showing up knowing they're not getting paid. If you are not getting paid to do TSA and you still show up, you're doing it for the love of the game, all right? You're doing it because you like fucking up people's flights. That's the whole real. Oh, this bitch thinks she going to Aruba. All right, not today. Not on my watch. All right. I can't stand them. They're the worst. They really are. They're always asking me dumbass questions. You know, you'll be in line. They'll grab your bag, be like, why is there so much lotion in this bottle? It's like, that's how it came. Don't act like I'm being weird. That's how much Aveeno CVS sells. I didn't make the lotion. Just throw it away if you need to. They be holding it up like, he's got lotion. Why does he have so much lotion? Questions need to be answered. Like, oh my God, I can't stand it. You know? That's the thing. That's how you know nobody cares about your safety in reality. Nobody cares. Nobody at the airport cares. Pilot is drunk. And the TSA is just, they say they're looking for bombs, but they're just taking menial shit off you. They're like, why is your comb so sharp? It's like, oh my God. They like, trying to check if everything is a bomb, but then they still will let an airport have a Taco Bell. It's like, what about those ass bombs you're sending in the air? That's crazy. It's wild. Because what if something happens? Like the Spain plane. Remember the Spain plane? Do y'all know about... in case you don't know about the Spain plane, there was a plane on its way to Spain months ago that had to turn around halfway there because somebody shit the plane, all right? And the plane got bathrooms. They weren't like, hold it until you get to Spain. Someone shit the plane, all right? That's crazy. CNN reported it. That's how big of a story it was. They had to divert. People were like, is there a terrorist on? It's like, kinda. Like, it was absolutely crazy. Someone went to college, studied journalism, then got a job at CNN. And at 8 o'clock on my TV, they were like, somebody shit the plane. Somebody. That's why. I feel like. Just roll with me here for a second. Just stick with me. I feel like the world would be a better place if more women punched people. Because I feel like there's a show. There's a show that I watch. I was raised by three women, so I watched a lot of Lifetime, all right? And there was a show on Lifetime called Snapped. If you haven't heard of it, it's a show about women killing their husbands, all right? And just so you know, there's 28 seasons, so women have been cooking, okay? Anyway, I bring all this up because I've watched a lot of Snap because I was raised by these three women, always watching Lifetime, so then I'm watching and I'm just looking for all the men's mistakes. I'm just like, all right, good to know. But honestly, a lot of the episodes, if y'all have watched the show, the day they kill the husband, sometimes he didn't do anything that day. You know what I mean? He was just like, hey, babe, where's the... Just a couple punches and this whole shit could have been avoided. You know what I mean? Just letting it build up. It's not good. You know? I'm very worried, too. I worry about the economy more and more every day. Not just because I'm getting older and I finally have started to understand it. Like, genuinely. Like, a lot of this does not make sense. Like, a lot of what we're doing. I know we all watch The Big Short and everything, but, like, this is actually bad what's happening. Like, I know the economy is getting worse and worse because more and more of my Uber drivers have been white. And this is terrifying, all right? Is the economy in shambles? What's happening? Do you know the terror that goes through my heart when I open up Uber and it says Spencer will be there in 3 minutes? I'm like, Whatever happened to him is happening to me next week, all right? This is very bad. And the worst part about having a white Uber driver is their honesty. You know, because I'm a jovial guy. I get in the car and I'm like, hey, how's it going? You know, white Uber driver tell you the truth. They will. They'll let it all out. You know what I mean? Hey, how's it going? She took everything. Like, whoa. Yo. I did not know. I remember the first time it happened. I'll never get my first white Uber driver. Tyler. I got in the car. I was like, hey, man, how's it going? He's like, obviously not fucking well. I'm like, okay. Whoops. My bad. You all been great. Thank you so much. I'm Josh Johnson.